Sun International delivered full-year results today, reporting a 4% rise in total income and a 28% jump in profit after tax. That's as organic growth from key operations at home and the impact of acquisitions made in the prior period offset the poor performance it's experienced in Latin America. Joining me on the line now is CEO Anthony Leeming. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So Sun International might have reported a jump in adjusted full-year earnings. It might be way too early to forecast the impact of the disruption triggered by the global coronavirus outbreak, but this is definitely a picture not looking pretty by any measure moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had to come out with some of our best results we've produced in a long time, and then to be faced with the challenge that are facing most SA corporates and most people around the world and all companies around the world. So difficult times, but, you know, we're doing what we can. We've taken all precautions we need to and dealing with issues. I think as long as the country does the right things, you know, corporate South Africa will survive, and we've all got to do it, play our part.
Yeah, especially given the sector you operate, though, in, Anthony, how do you prepare for any possible carnage here? Because implementing safety or precautionary health measures is one thing. Having to stomach travel bans and convincing people that travel is safe where there aren't any bans, another thing altogether, especially as the Easter break approaches.
Yeah, look, certainly none of us are sort of trying to push travel, and certainly not from overseas markets. But, you know, on the local side, I think people still go out. There's room to sort of interact. You don't have to be on top of each other, and you can take most precaution while you're doing on the local side. But certainly from big gatherings, those should be avoided, and we're making sure sort of all our big events and concerts are cancelled. None of those are going ahead. But, we're taking other precautions, and as an industry, we'll respond as well at the appropriate time. I think we're going to meet shortly and try and see how we can manage this best as an industry, as a collective.
Have any back-of-the-matchbox figures or sums been done in terms of how hard this is expected to hit, given all you've had to cancel up to this point?
Look, what we've cancelled, I mean, obviously in our lives, you know, the hotel cancellations, while going to hurt, they're not drastic. So the casino side is where most of our business still resides. We've been hurt quite bad, obviously, foreign visitors really at the Table Bay, and round conferences has been the big thing where most stuff can be cancelled. Most of the conferences are indicating they're going to book again, leaving the deposits with us, and will ultimately still come back to us when times settle. On the casino side, very hard to estimate right now. We haven't noticed a significant slowdown yet, but certainly with the announcements last night and people getting a bit more wary, we could face some low activity. On that front, we're managing our costs as best we can. We're scheduling staff as best we can, and minimizing capital expenditure at this point in time, and really preserving cash is the key focus at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, like you say, though, hard to predict how hard this is going to hit down the line with so many unknowns out there right now. Over the past reporting period, total income up, in part driven by the kind of organic growth you've seen in key operations in South Africa, a ramp up of Times Square property, and then above market growth in Sabaya as well coming through, along with Sun Slots and at Sunbet as well. What are you attributing that kind of activity to?
I think, look, I mean, obviously Times Square is new. It's still gaining market share and really has done well. So I think that's a gain of market share. We've managed our costs better as the property settles down, and therefore some margin improvement as well as top-line growth is really translates into very strong EBITDA growth. When you look at Sun Slots, I think the product has still penetrated the market. We're still rolling out some positions and really has continued well. It's been 3 years of double-digit revenue and EBITDA growth. So that side of the business is doing really nicely. On the Sunbet, which is really exciting for us, is online sports betting. Not very exciting now, but there's no sport to bet on. Yeah. But you'll be surprised, they're betting on table tennis at the moment. So we're still managing to make some income there. So I think, Sun Slots exceptional, well, Sunbet, and really the star performance of Sabaya. I mean, you know, we've really sort of probably outperformed the competition. I think we're in the right part of town. We spent the right money in the right areas. And our staff service levels have really gone up well there, are really doing well. So,
talking about spend in the right areas, Anthony, Grand West and Sun City seeing some pressure in the early stages of a full operational turnaround. How soon before we start to see some of that paying off, or are there just too many X factors in play right now?
Yeah, look, Sun City, we've already seen sort of a lot of positive feedback coming through with some of the changes we've made, in particular around the, you know, personnel, the leadership team. And we've already seen quite a lot of positive comments, whether it be conferences, whether it be just visitors. The grounds there are looking magnificent. The resort is really coming on. We've got some infrastructure to deal with, some of the rooms refurbs. But ultimately, definitely the feedback is starting to come right away. We've dressed our sales, we've dressed our marketing, we've dressed our conversion times to get out quotes quicker. And these are all areas that where you, you know, your sales starts in a resort-type business or a hotel-type business. Getting that right will drive the top line over time. But right now, with factors largely beyond our control, I'm not going to guess how bad the impact's going to be, but we need to manage it through. So do I expect Sun City to turn around this year? Not with Corona. So that's going to be a real challenging one.
Very quickly, your results in South America, almost a tale of two parts. Your Chilean operations making a negative contribution, but then Peru and Argentina, with the addition of recent acquisitions in South America, paying off and offsetting some of that pressure. What's your outlook on that front?
Yeah, look, I think Chile, obviously we had the riots in the middle of last year, well, around October, I should say. So October, November, we lost quite a bit of revenue and EBITDA. So the operations would have performed a little bit better. Certainly, we expect a little bit better performance from them this year. There's no doubt we're actually gaining market share in Chile. I think the market's recent shows that show us that we're gaining market share and we're doing the right things. The challenge in Chile, they got this year, they're voting on a constitution. Could there be more riots, possibly, and more disruption? We hope not, and we hope that it settles down quickly. But we do expect a better performance from Chile this year. Mm-hmm. And then Peru's doing well, but there was a new tax introduced. And then around Argentina, we've also doing very well, but a lot of it's dollar-based hotel income, which might also come under some pressure, unfortunately.
Well, let's leave it there, Anthony. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Sun International, Anthony Leeming.